Hello to all economic activists. I hope you are doing well and feeling good. We are here with another podcast and training session, this time focusing on online sales. Now, after the sale, it's certain that the first step is marketing to find your customers. After that, you'll want your sales to happen in an online space, meaning that there should be no need for the customer to call or meet you in person to communicate and make a purchase. Businesses that sell through the internet are referred to as B2B, business to customers. Essentially, they aim to sell their product to customers who are purchasing or their own use. These buyers are retail customers, meaning if you want to sell something and the customers doesn't need it to ask you any questions, doesn't need to call or message you, and the website itself provides all the necessary information, collects the payments, and allows you to simply prepare, package, and ship the products based on the order. Then, that's the idea. The website handles everything. There are great examples of such websites in our country, Iran. Many people have e-commerce websites, and the most well-known today is DigiKala, which uses exactly this technique. Even Snapfood operates similarly, as it doesn't interact directly with customers in the sense of negotiating large orders. For example, no one orders 1,000 mixed kebabs for a wedding on Snapfood. Such a thing never happens there. Why doesn't it happen? Because no one would use DigiKala to buy large quantities of clothing for their shop. These websites act as intermediaries, and businesses don't like buying from intermediaries, especially when buying in bulk. People who buy in large quantities are business owners themselves, and they know that buying from an intermediary results in higher costs, leaving no room for profit. So remember, the target audience for these e-commerce businesses and their websites are customers and consumers buying for their own use, not for resale or bulk purchase. Websites won't be able to manage bulk sales directly. However, they do help with searching and finding products. More marketing websites can help a lot. But if you want to use your own website to sell in large quantities, it won't happen easily, even if you spend billions. Websites don't have the ability to sell wholesale in that way. I've talked about the differences between B2B and B2C in previous podcasts. Those who aren't familiar should listen to those podcasts first, and then pay close attention and take notes here. Why aren't websites suited for bulk transactions? The answer is negotiation. Businesses want to negotiate to get the lowest possible price. Websites can negotiate, and they cannot haggle or ask for discounts on a website. Negotiating requires direct interactions, at least a phone call, messages, or face-to-face discussions to convince the sellers. This is why negotiation skills are crucial for those who want to work in the B2B sector. We have already covered many techniques and secrets of negotiation in previous sessions. Now, let's talk about your website. We have established that websites can help with marketing, finding potential customers, but they cannot handle wholesale transactions. You need to find your customers through the internet and then convince them over the phone or in person to close the sale, especially for bulk purchases. Why? Because when selling in large quantities, the buyer needs to be sure about the price, quality, delivery terms, and packaging. They might want to customize their order, and all of this requires direct communication and negotiation. So what features should your website have for marketing if you're focused on retail sales? You can use your website to sell directly, of course, but if you want to market for wholesale, you need to leverage your website to find leads, not make direct sales. A key point to remember is that B2B businesses don't use sliders on their websites, those rotating banners you often see on the websites everywhere. This is outdated and not effective for serious business sales. Remove any sliders from your website if you're aiming for real business growth. If your website is just a storefront, that's fine. But don't expect it to close deals. You should have contact information easily accessible for those who want to get in touch with you, whether through phone, message, or social media. The name of your website is also crucial. It should be clear and reflect the industry you are in. For example, if you are in the chocolate business, you might use a name like IranChocolate.com. The name should communicate with what you do. Next, think about pricing on your website. Some products should have clear prices, while others might say, "Contact us for pricing." If everything says call for pricing, the site won't be attractive. Showcase the prices for lower cost items, especially if you're confident your prices are competitive. For items with fluctuating prices, you can use the contact us for pricing options, but be strategic. You want to attract and keep visitors on your website. The first page of your website should have a clear strategy. Every element you place there should serve a purpose. Make sure your website is easy to navigate and think about the user experiences. Just like how a mother sets up her home with certain strategies in mind for her children, you need a clear strategy for your website as well. Finally, if you want customers to trust your website, you should display trust seals, such as the electronic trust symbols issued by the government at the end of your website page. This shows visitors that your website is trustworthy. Also include customer testimonial and reviews and comments to show that others have had positive experiences with your business. Another important technique is the FOMO, fear of missing out strategy. Create a sense of urgency on your site, so customers feel compelled to buy now. Additionally, offer guarantees like a money-back guarantee to build trust with your potential customers. Let me just repeat this part again, because this is very important about the strategies. You know, think about pricings on your website. Some products should have clear prices, while others may say, contact us for pricing. This part is very important. If everything says call for pricing, the website won't be attractive. Showcase the price for lower cost items, especially if you're confident your prices are competitive. And in the first part, I said that we have talked about B2B and B2C differences in the previous podcasts. B2B means business to business, and B2C means business to customers. B2B platforms like Alibaba, Trade India, IndiaMart, and these kind of websites will provide you with some prices and some actions to find customers. But B2C, like DigiColor, as I mentioned, they can easily provide you with some establishment about, you know, selling and buying small quantities. Now let's talk about your website itself. If you want to have a website, you have to establish that website that can help with marketing and finding potential customers. You know, in our branding company, we find them leads and signals, but they cannot handle wholesale transactions. You know, you need to find your customers through the internet and then convince them over the phone or in person to close the sale, especially for bulk purchases. Why is this happening? Because when selling in large quantities, the buyer needs to make sure about the prices, about the quality, delivery terms, and packagings, as I said before. Packaging is very important, delivery terms are very important, quality, of course, is very important, and the price, of course, it's the main reason people come to you. They might want to customize their order, and all of this requires direct communication and negotiation, of course, which we give in our branding company. The first page of your website should have a clear strategy. Every element and every part that you put in your website, on your website, has to serve a purpose. Make sure your website is easy to navigate. I can see some websites that when you are actually scrolling, they are very heavy, or they cannot navigate, or they're confusing for the customer. So it should be very easy to read. Websites like Jumia in Africa, like Alibaba, or other websites, you can easily navigate through them and find your required products. Just like a mother who sets her home with certain strategies in mind for the children, you need to clear out a strategy for your customers to come, buy, and purchase. And of course, your website, you have to do whatever it takes to make your website trustworthy. Like if you need to get any internet testimonial and reviews, or I don't know, customer, you know, comments on your website, which we have on our website as well. And don't forget about fear of missing out strategy. You need to create a sense of urgency on your website for customers feel compelled to buy products when they see it on your website. Like money back guarantee, as I said, and customers' services in hand. If you're setting up a payment gateway, you can either get one directly through the bank if your business is registered, or you can use a third-party payment processor if you're not a registered company. But be careful. Be careful with the advertising on your website. Too many banners and too many cluttered and unprofessional ways of introducing products on your website may be a red flag for the customers to not to come and not to buy from your company and from your website. Thank you very much for today. I hope you have gotten the whole idea of the process, and you have a nice day. Thank you very much.